It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Friday, October 19th, and Jay is out. I'm Jade with a micro episode of Music News and a look at some new albums that will get you all up in your feelings. Before we head into the reviews, let's check out the big news story of the day. Sorry, Super Bowl fans, Rihanna is out. It was reported that Rihanna turned down the Super Bowl halftime performance opportunity because she does not agree with the NFL's stance and wanted to support Colin Kaepernick. He's the quarterback who was the first player to kneel during the U.S. national anthem. Both the NFL and Rihanna have not made any comment on the story. And as of now, Maroon 5 will still be headlining the halftime show on February 3rd. Now it's time to check out some new albums. We'll start it off with L. King, Shake the Spirit. Sounding gritty and world-worn, 29-year-old L. King is always the sage in her songs. Whether she's losing or longing, she's always fighting. Shake the Spirit was King's way of dealing with depression, and it allowed her to find a way to shift her thinking through the process of writing and creating these songs. She's fighting the demons and finding some hope in shame. Shame, 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 shame. Mama doesn't know every night you go to. Shame, 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 shame. Every woman wants to go. Next up, Greta Van Fleet and their new album, Anthem of the Peaceful Army. I've compared this band to Led Zeppelin and to Rush, and those are some very epic bands. And on this debut album from Greta Van Fleet, they live up to that potential. In an interview, the Chicago band said that rock music, in their opinion, is broken, and they are here to fix it. How are they going to do it? With plenty of rock and roll. So put a fist in the air and prepare to join Greta Van Fleet's rock army with songs like When the Curtain Falls. There has always been an air of mystery surrounding Empress Of. She first started sharing her music with the world through anonymous bites of experimental music on YouTube. She finally released an album in 2015 called Me, and now in 2018 she's back with her second album, appropriately called Us. The songs float between English and Spanish, that's a nod to her Spanish-speaking mother. And Empress Of said she really wanted this album to be more of an inclusive conversation with songs that are light and pleading, bringing everyone in. And trust me, baby, all she's ever done is love endlessly. Nuestro amor sufre. Khalid, the 20-year-old forever from the 915, a.k.a. El Paso, Texas, is hot off his recent win of the Best Soul R&B Male Artist at the American Music Awards. Now he has a new EP out called Sun City. Khalid himself calls this a start of a new era for him. It is moody and introspective, contemplating being young and confused and trying to find your way in songs like Vertigo. We'll wrap things up with more feelings today with a new single out from Brandi Carlile and Sam Smith. This one's called Party of One. So take two singers who have the ability to make you cry and bring them together for a giant, deep into your feelings ballad. And, well, just have tissues ready when you press play. This is beautifully orchestrated, entirely emotional. You have Carlile's alto and Smith's falsetto weaving together, and it almost sounds like the voices in your mind trying to build you back up when you're feeling too tired to go on. Plus, a portion of the profits from this song are being donated to Children in Conflict. It's part of a campaign to raise $1 million for children impacted by war. So you can listen and do some good at the same time. Where'd you get that look on your face? You should always
let the sun go down on your anger.
And that's today's music news. You can listen to all the songs mentioned and read more of today's news stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade, and our producer today is Anna Wagle. Don't forget to tell your friends about The Current's Music News podcast, and let us know what you think with a review on Spotify Podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back on Monday with more music news.
And you know I love you still.
And I am tired.